You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tell me about your diet.
So I had to run to the doctor yesterday to have him look at my knee. And of course, the first thing that they do is they pull you into that little room with the scale. And I immediately went, ugh. And, you know, I'm like pulling my keys out of my pocket, putting my phone on the table there, taking my shoes off. I'm like, yeah. I got to make this as light as possible here. Mm-hmm. And I get on and like a little slot machine, it goes, ends at 198. I'm just a couple pounds away from 200.
Wow.
And I just looked at the nurse. I go, I'm sorry. This has never happened to me before. This is big for me, man. I'm usually 183, 84. I like to stay right in that range. And when I see that quickly approaching 200, mm-hmm. man, it's a bad time of year to see that because I want to start dieting right now.
I have a theory about this.
What's that?
People who work at doctor's offices are going to call me crazy or an idiot. But I do believe that the scales at doctor's offices are calibrated to show you a few pounds more than you are.
Well, I thought about that too, and so I did a double check.
You got your scale at home, and it wasn't even close.
No, it was spot on the exact same thing. I got home, and we got a digital scale. It's a brand new one, so it's got to be legit, and it was like, bing. I hadn't weighed myself in a while. I mean, you can just kind of feel it.
Is always off by anywhere from 6 to 7 pounds from what the doctor's office
shows. Oh, my God, you might need a new scale.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I double checked.
Or a new doctor. You know what I need is a new doctor.
Or just deny it. When they tell you to get on the scale, be like, no, screw you. I'm not getting on there.
Yeah, look at me and approximate.
So then again, of course, last night I'm looking over at the counter and all the cookies are still sitting there from the cookie exchange. And we're talking about our menu for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And I'm just like, you know, there really is no rule anywhere that says you got to gorge yourself and pig out like an idiot on these 2 days.
Well, of course there is.
No, there's no rule. There's no rule. I'm trying to talk myself out of it.
I wrote the rule.
I was like, you can be sensible. You can eat vegetables. You don't have to go back for seconds and third and fourths during these 2 days. I can be sensible this time of year.
Yeah, listen, about 3 weeks ago, I started a little campaign where I was going to do like 100 days to get my, because, you know, I figured 100 days that's how you kind of drive home habits. Because if you try something for 3 or 4 days, it's not necessarily a habit. But I figured 100 days, it would become an actual habit. And that was going to be just eating healthier, not getting stupid or anything, not trying to like, not announcing it to the world, just like I'm just gonna eat better. And it did work well for the like first 17 days. But those cookies that you talked about that Nicole made,
the chocolate crinkle cookies,
chocolate ones whatever. With the powdered sugar stuff on them,
earthquake cookies.
Yeah, I saw your photo finally online.
Yeah,
and those are identical to the ones that Zoe made.
They're the greatest thing on the planet.
Very hard to resist. Day before yesterday, Gretchen made the lasagna that could be the greatest lasagna I've ever eaten in my life.
You could,
and
be
so I started talking
sensible.
To her about that. I started talking to her about that, Jared. Maybe you'll agree with this. I had gone 2.5, almost 3 weeks, eating perfectly well. So is it possible that the cookies and the lasagna, although good, just seem like the greatest lasagna of all time?
Sure.
Because I've been
eating
asparagus, broccoli,
baked
chicken.
You get that rush of sugar and flavor and salt and spice and it starts hitting all those pleasure zones in your brain and you're instantly like, this is the best.
Yeah.
This is the best.
Here's what I recommend for you. Go crazy for a few more days. Christmas is just 4 days away. Let me see. Yeah. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 4 days away.
Mm-hmm.
Go crazy. Try to get yourself to hit that 200.
As just kind of an eye opener?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And take a picture of it.
Yeah.
You know, take a picture of the scale and use that then as your, because 198, whatever. But the 200.
When you see that, it'll change you.
Yes.
It will change you.
So do
that. And I've never been that heavy, so it could be just kind of fun to see that.
It'd be fun. And you could say, yeah, Christmas of 21.
I got to 200.
I got to 221 pounds.
I went back for plate number 4 of ham.
Yes. So, you know, the question is, are you crazy to try it during the holiday season?
I probably am.
I think you kind of are. And it doesn't mean that your intentions aren't great. And it also, see if you feel the same way. It makes me feel like an idiot if I'm like, well, I'm going to put this on hold through the, and then, you know, right after the holidays. And then you're like, well, that's just so cliched, right? The whole January 2nd,
I'm getting a gym membership.
So what? I put my 100 days on hold until January 2nd, and then I got 80 more to
just
got
to have the willpower to just, stick with it and start it up at least and go for it. So, I got a few more days just to fully disgust my wife with my body, and then get after it.